Financial fraud is one of the most widespread and rapidly developing types of crime in the world that negatively influences the lives of people, companies, and states. It is a deceptive act related to financial transactions and has risen as a significant problem in a society that repossesses a lot of faith in online financial activities. This loathsome activity can be identity theft and credit card fraud, as well as such grand schemes as investment and corporate fraud. It should be remembered that with the development of modern technologies, the means of the scammers also evolve and become more sophisticated. Thus, the purpose of this article is to describe the essence of financial fraud, first of all, to indicate the existing types of financial fraud and its functioning, to analyze the consequences of this negative phenomenon, as well as offer ways to combat it. What is financial fraud? Financial fraud can be defined as any act of deception with the intention of making a profit from it. This is the act of working on the survival of deceit and fraud that entails providing fake details and information with the aim of cheating people in order to gain illegitimate riches, properties, and other incentives. The offenders of financial fraud can be from an individual or a group of people to criminal cartels and rings. Types of financial fraud. It is essential for people to familiarize themselves with the different types of financial fraud in order to identify them and avoid them. Here are some of the most common forms. One, identity theft. Identity theft happens when an individual takes another person's facts like the social security number, credit card details, or even banking details, then uses the details for his or her own benefit. The thief will be in a position to create other accounts, spend on the accounts, or even file undesirable tax returns in the victim's account. 2. Credit card fraud. Credit card fraud is a criminal act whereby a perpetrator uses another person's credit card details for the purpose of gaining credit to purchase goods and/or withdraw cash. This is through theft of the devices, skimming devices, or hacking the online systems. 3. Investment fraud. Pyramid and Ponzi schemes are models that exist to make their creators rich while rip-offs of investors at the same time on the pretext of reaping huge profits with little risks involved. Some of the commonly known schemes are pyramids, Ponzi, and pump-and-dump schemes. Such acts entail lots of money losses on the side of the affected individuals or companies. 4. Mortgage fraud. Mortgage fraud is a phenomenon whereby someone gives false or incorrect information on the mortgage application so as to be given a loan. This can be on aspects such as property values, the reported income, or even the use of fake identities. 5. Insurance fraud. Insurance fraud is the act of pretending to be something that one is not with an insurance company with an intention of making false claims and receiving benefits that one cannot rightly be a recipient of. This can entail fender benders that the insurance company pays to occur, clearly fabricated injuries, or even fire. 6. Corporate fraud. Corporation fraud is perpetrated by workers or managers of a firm. This can encompass fraud which involves stealing from the company, such as through embezzlement, manipulation of the company's financial statements, trading in the company's securities while in possession of privileged and material non-public information, and any other unlawful act by the fraudster intended to gain at the company and its stakeholders' expense. 7. Cyber fraud. Cyber fraud, on the other hand, can be defined as all the fraudulent activities that occur online. These are cases of cybercrimes that involve fraud through emails, blackmailing through computer software, scams related to online auctions, and similar cases of gaining control over the internet users in order to embezzle their money electronically. Mechanisms of financial fraud. Indeed, financial fraud may involve more than one technique of defrauding the victims and may at times be long and involved. Here are some common mechanisms used by fraudsters. 1. Phishing. Text messaging of choice is phishing, which entails use of faked emails or messages in the form of a real organization or company like a bank or an online store. The end result is to fool the recipients into divulging some form of information that is malicious, such as login details or credit card details. 2. Skimming. It is skimming devices to access account data of credit or debit cards during legal checks. Such gadgets can be fitted on the ATMs, gas pumps, or POS stations and would enable the criminals to skim off the card data unsuspectingly from the users. 3. Social engineering. Social engineering tricks people into providing information or kind of acting in a manner that leads to compromise of a system. This can include pretending to be an organization or person that the target trusts, or applying psychological pressure on the target. 4. Data breaches. A data breach scenario refers to a situation where a professional obtains unauthorized access to the relevant database. The information stolen can then be sold online in the dark web or be used directly for fraudulent practices. 5. Fake websites and apps. Scammers make a replica website or an application that looks like an actual site or an application to deceive users and make them share their data. Some of these fake sites can be very convincing, with very little difference from the original site such that the rip-off is hardly noticeable. 6. Insider threats. Inside threat is a situation where a worker or a person affiliated with an organization takes advantage of his or her position to leak confidential data with ill intentions. This can involve stealing information, scheming on how to get or defraud the company's money, or even conspiring with outsiders to perpetrate fraud. Legal safeguards and punishments against financial fraud in India. It is a common phenomenon that is thriving in India, affecting people, organizations, and the economy as a whole. Positioning the advancements in the Indian legal system, the law offers numerous measures where the penalties prescribed for preventing money frauds are severe. Knowledge of these legal actions is highly essential to avoid incidents of fraud and to get justice in the event of fraud. 1. The Indian Penal Code, IPC, 1860. The IPC includes several provisions that address financial fraud. The IPC includes several provisions that address financial fraud. 1. Section 415 deals with cheating and outlines the penalties that have been meted on anyone who cheats another person with a view of gaining something unlawful. 2. Section 420 particularly focuses on the cases of cheating and dishonestly with a view to facilitate delivery of property. It is among the most frequently relied on 3 sections in cases of fraud, particularly those involving red figures. 4. Sections 463 to 477. It deals with offenses in connection with forgery and falsification of accounts. 2. The Prevention of Money Laundering Act 2002, PMLA. The PMLA pertains to measures against money laundering and the provisions for confiscation of property, which is the proceeds of money laundering. It equally prescribes the manner of conducting investigations and even prescribes harsh measures against the culprits. 3. The Information Technology Act 2000. Given the rise of cyber fraud, the IT Act is crucial for addressing online financial crimes. 1. Section 43. Deals with hacking and other related offenses. 2. Section 66 touches on hacking and other cyber-related crimes. 3. Section 66C, more specifically, ID theft is a criminal offense that is directly tackled by this law. 4. Section 66D relates to cheating by personation using computer resources. 4. The Companies Act, 2013. This act includes provisions to prevent fraud within companies. 1. Section 447 describes and provides penalties for fraud. 2. Section 448 relates to making of false statements in any return, report, certificate, financial statement, prospectus, etc. 5. Guidelines of Reserve Bank of India, RBI. The RBI suggests measures and policies regarding fraud to the financial institutions. These include measures for KYC, Know Your Customer, measures for combating money laundering, and cyber security standards in the country. 6. Securities and Exchange Board of India, SEBI, regulations. SEBI monitors the securities market and also provides the guarantee of securities market activities. It has various regulations to prevent market fraud, including One, these are the Prohibition of Fraudulent and Unfair Trade Practices Regulations of the year 2003. 2. Insider Trading Regulations, 2015. 7. The Negotiable Instruments Act, 1881. This act addresses financial frauds related to negotiable instruments like checks. Section 138 looks into the dishonor of checks and provides punishment for issuing checks which have no sufficient money in the account to meet. Penalties for financial fraud in India. 1. IPC Sections 415, Cheating, and IPC Section 420, Forgery. Cheating, Section 415, a punal provision of imprisonment for up to 3 years and or a fine. Cheating and dishonestly inducing delivery of property, Section 420, imprisonment for up to 7 years and or a fine. Forgery, Sections 463 to 477, penalties go from imprisonment for up to 7 years and a fine, depending on the type of forgery that has been committed. 2. Money laundering, PMLA. Punishment, stiff imprisonment for a period ranging between 3 to 7 years, and this may be increased to a maximum of 10 years in addition to paying a fine. 3. Cyber Fraud, IT Act Sections 43, 66, 66C and 66D. Unauthorized Access and Data Theft, Section 43, Remuneration to the Injured or Harmed Party. Hacking, Section 66, imprisonment up to 3 years or to a fine. Identity theft, Section 66C, an offender is liable to imprisonment for up to 3 years and may be liable for payment of a fine. Cheating by personation, Section 66D, imprisonment up to 3 years or a fine up to a superscript 1 lakh or both. 4. Corporate Fraud, Companies Act, Section 447. Punishment, suspension of civil rights for a term of 6 months to 10 years of imprisonment. However, if the fraud is one that touches the public domain, the imprisonment shall not be less than 3 years and a fine which shall be the amount involved in the fraud plus triple the total amount of the fraud. 5. Securities Fraud, SEBI Regulations. Punishment, penalties, fines of money, imprisonment and restriction of access to trading securities. Special penalties reflecting the type and gravity of the fraud are as follows. 6. Negotiable Instruments Act, Section 138, Check Bounds. Punishment, the offender can be imprisoned for up to 2 years and or fined up to twice the amount of the said check. Impact of Financial Fraud. The ramifications of financial fraud are drastic and they range from affecting individuals, firms, organizations, and even the economy. 1. Financial loss. There are also huge monetary losses that those affected by this fellowship suffer, and this is very important, especially to those people who have little amount of money or business ventures that work with very little profits. 2. Reputational damage. Some of the risks that business entities are likely to face when subjected to financial fraud include loss of reputation, which lowers customer confidence in the business. This can prove to have a negative impact on the business's profitability and sustainability in the long run. 3. Emotional distress. Emotional losses due to financial frauds have severe impacts, because such a loss affects not only victims' financial statuses but their psychological well-being as well. Problems related to fraud also entail considerable time and effort to solve, which amplifies the emotional concern in the process. 4. Legal consequences. the people and companies involved in fraud can be prosecuted by the law. They can be charged and imprisoned or face suspension, fines, and civil litigation. Prey, including unsuspecting ones, may also end up squaring off in court for several years to recover their losses. 5. Economic impact. Banking and other financial institutions and insurance companies may also sustain losses, which in turn result in costs borne by other stakeholders, including customers. It also has the potential of dampening consumer confidence in the financial systems and markets. Protecting yourself against financial fraud. Secure your personal information. 1. Multi-factor authentication and using strong password. 2. Being vigilant in sharing personal information online. Monitor your accounts. 1. Review bank and credit card statements for unauthorized transactions. 2. Set up account alerts for suspicious activity. 3. Review your credit reports annually. Stay informed. 1. Educate yourself about common fraud schemes and recognize them. 2. Stay updated on security threats and best practices. 3. Use security software. Install and update antivirus and anti-malware software. Use a firewall and consider a VPN for internet security. Verify before you trust. 1. Verify the authenticity of emails, messages, or calls before sharing information. 2. Check website security before entering personal data. Report suspicious activity. 1. Immediately report suspected fraud to your financial institution and authorities. 2. Notify credit bureaus and request a fraud alert if needed. 3. By following these steps, you can significantly reduce the risk of financial fraud. Conclusion: fraud involving financial instruments is a real menace, and its impact can be detrimental to people, organizations, and the country's economy. Knowledge of the different categories of fraud and how they work and their potential consequences prevents you from being a victim of that type of fraud. Thus, being informed, being on the alert, and being careful is the best way to protect against financial frauds and their effects. India has a robust legal framework to combat financial fraud, encompassing various laws and regulations. Staying informed and vigilant, coupled with adhering to legal protocols, is key to safeguarding financial interests in today's complex and rapidly evolving financial landscape. FAQ. What is meant by financial fraud? Financial fraud refers to the deliberate act of deceiving individuals or organizations to gain financial benefits unlawfully. This can involve misleading information, falsified documents, or deceptive practices to illegally acquire money, assets, or other financial advantages. What is fraud or financial crime? Fraud or financial crime involves intentionally deceiving others to gain financial benefits or assets unlawfully. It encompasses various illegal activities such as embezzlement, identity theft, and falsifying financial records.